There is a kind of airspace on the chart that looks like a wedding cake, a cylinder of controlled airspace stacked on top of another cylinder, stacked on top of a third. Class B over Class C over Class D over the airport itself. Each layer has its own rules, different radio requirement, different transponder mode, different clearance to enter. A pilot transitioning from the cruise altitude down to the runway will pass through every layer on the way in, and the pilot who treats it as one big airspace, instead of three stacked airspaces with three sets of rules, is the pilot who flies into a Class B cylinder without a clearance and earns a phone call from a controller who is not having a great day. You read the chart on the ground with your coffee. You note where the rings stack. You write the frequencies down on the kneeboard in the order you will use them. Then you fly the approach, and the layers do not surprise you. There is a Sacramento landlord version of this. It is on Tuesday morning, with a rent ledger open and a tenant text from yesterday on the screen, and the operator is staring at a stack of rules that look from a distance like one rule. They are not one rule. They are at least two, and depending on where the property sits, sometimes three. This is Runways and Rent Rolls, the flight plan for serious property operators. Welcome aboard. Let us start with the audience. This episode is talking to Larry, the accidental landlord, the operator who owns 1 to 4 single-family rentals in Sacramento and is figuring out the rules in real time, usually about 6 months after he should have figured them out. And it is talking to Sam, 4 to 8 units, 8 to 15 years in, the guy who is a few years past the accidental phase and is now making real money and real mistakes at scale. Both of them have walked into the rent cap stack at some point in the last 24 months. Both of them have read it as one rule. Most of the cost of getting it wrong is hidden inside that misread. Here is the stack, named in plain English. Layer 1 is the state cap, AB 1482, written into California Civil Code Section 1947.12, sets a statewide annual rent increase ceiling at 5% plus the regional consumer price index, with a hard 10% ceiling on top of that. Whichever number is lower, that is the cap. So in a year where regional CPI is 3%, the cap is 8. In a year where CPI is 6%, the cap is 10, because the 10 ceiling overrides. The cap measures cumulative increase across a rolling 12-month window from the date of the last increase forward. It is not pegged to the calendar. It is pegged to the lease. Layer 2 is the city overlay. Sacramento adopted its own tenant protection program on top of AB 1482, and the TPP modifies the state framework in three ways. An operator inside the city limits has to know. The TPP narrows the AB 1482 single-family exemption. It attaches a registration and rent increase noticing requirement that the state statute does not. And it carries its own just cause framework that runs alongside the state's, with edges that are in some places more protective of the tenant than the state version. A property in unincorporated Sacramento County is on AB 1482 alone. A property inside the city is usually on both. The operator with one of each cannot run the same playbook on both. Layer 3, the one most operators do not think of as a layer, is the just cause attachment. AB 1482 carries a just cause for eviction requirement once the tenant has been in place 12 months. The TPP carries its own. They line up most of the time and diverge in the corners. The just cause framework is what determines whether the operator can terminate a tenancy without a fault-based predicate, which in turn determines whether the operator can reset the rent on a long-tenured below-market unit by way of a turnover, which in turn determines whether the rent the operator wants to charge in the next 12 months is even reachable. Three layers, city, just cause, stacked. Now the decision Larry is actually making on a Tuesday morning. The tenant in the unit on Folsom Boulevard has been there 4 years. The rent on the books is $2,200. Comparable rent on a similar unit two streets over, leased 11 days ago, is $2,600. Larry's first instinct is to bring the rent up to $2,600 at the next renewal. That is a $400 move, which is a roughly 18% increase, which is a number AB 1482 does not allow in any 12-month window in any rate environment. Cap is 10% in the worst case. So the largest legal move is $220 up to $2,420, Larry was looking at a $400 move, and the law allows him a 220. Larry's second instinct, when he learns the cap, is to ask whether he can serve a notice and get the tenant out and reset on a new lease. That is where the just cause framework lands on him. The tenant is in good standing. The tenant has been paying rent. There is no fault-based predicate. The no-fault categories, owner move-in, withdrawal from the rental market, substantial remodel, each carry their own qualifying conditions, and most carry a relocation assistance obligation that is going to eat the economic gain on the reset. Larry's intuition that he can simply non-renew the long-tenured tenant and price the unit at market is wrong, both because the just cause framework does not allow non-renewal as the default move, and because the relocation math does not pencil even when a no-fault category is technically available. The operator path that actually works is slower and quieter. Take the legally allowed increase this year, 220 up. Take the legally allowed increase next year on the new base, which by then is 2420, so another roughly 240, putting the unit at 2660. 2 years to close the gap. 3 years if the operator wants to leave a small cushion below market for retention. The market reset happens. It just happens on a different timeline than Larry's first instinct timeline. The pilot version of this is the airspace transition. You did not get to pick whether the Class B cylinder existed. You did not get to argue with where the floor of the Class C ring sat. You read the chart, you wrote the frequencies on the kneeboard, you flew the approach in the order the airspace allowed. The cap is the chart. The just cause framework is the chart. The operator who plans the rent strategy inside the chart instead of fighting the chart lands the airplane. There is a separate version of this conversation for properties that are exempt. AB 1482 carves out single-family rentals separately alienable from any other unit, unless the owner is a corporate entity, an LLC with a corporate member, or a real estate investment trust. Most small individually titled single-family rentals in Sacramento qualify for the exemption. But the exemption only applies if the lease contains the AB 1482 exemption notice in the statutorily required language. A lease that is silent on AB 1482 on a property that would otherwise qualify leaves the operator exposed to the cap regardless. The exemption is real. The notice attached to the exemption is also real. And the TPP narrows that exemption inside the city, so even an operator who carries the notice in the lease is not always on solid ground if the property sits inside the Sacramento city limits. The first operator move on every Sacramento rental before any rent strategy gets written is the lease audit. Pull the lease. Confirm the AB 1482 exemption notice is present if the property qualifies in the statutory language signed and acknowledged by the tenant. Confirm the lease references the local TPP framework if the property is inside the city. Confirm the rent ledger is clean enough that the next increase is going to land on a verifiable prior rent number. Then, and only then, run the rent strategy. Larry, that is the move. Sam, that is the move. The operator who tries to write a rent strategy on a lease they have not audited is the operator who walks into the cylinder without the clearance. Now, the part where we walk the same stack three different ways. Because the way the rent cap stack hits an operator depends on what the operator is trying to do with the property. Lens 1, the property management lens. This is Larry's lens, and it is the most common reading of the stack. Larry has a property, has a tenant, wants to know what he can charge and what he has to do to get there. The PM lens is procedural. Pull the lease, identify the jurisdiction, calculate the cap for the next 12 months from the date of the last increase. Serve the rent increase notice in compliant language with the right number of days of advance notice. If the operator is in the city, register the unit with the TPP and include the local ordinance language in the notice. Document the file. Move on. The PM lens treats the cap as a constraint and the noticing as a workflow. ARG runs that workflow inside PropertyWare, on the calendar, on every covered unit, every year, and the operator does not have to think about it on a Tuesday morning. The PM lens has one trap inside it that catches small operators almost universally. It is the late fee question. AB 1482 and the TPP do not regulate late fees directly, but California's General Consumer Protection Framework limits late fees to reasonable estimates of the landlord's actual damages from late payment. A late fee structured as a punitive flat percent of the rent on a property covered by the rent cap stack with a long-tenured tenant in front of a Sacramento Superior Court judge in a contested non-payment action is the kind of fee that gets reduced or stricken on the way to judgment. The landlord who thought he had a $150 late fee weapon discovers in court that he actually has a $50 late fee. The PM workflow at ARG runs late fees inside reasonable and customary bounds for exactly this reason. Belt and suspenders, lens 2. The investment lens, Sam's lens, and the lens of a buyer underwriting a Sacramento single family before close. The investment lens runs the rent cap stack as part of the acquisition model, not as a compliance afterthought. The seller's pro forma is going to show the rent at market. Sam's actual operating pro forma has to show the rent at the legal ceiling under AB 1482 and the TPP, given the in-place tenancy, with a realistic timeline to bring the rent to market. If the in-place rent is $600 below market and the cap allows a roughly $220 increase per year, Sam is looking at 3 years of capped uplift before the property hits the seller's pro forma rent. 3 years of trapped uplift is a real economic line in the cap rate calculation. An investor who underwrites the property as if the rent jumps to market in year one is overpaying by the present value of that uplift gap. The investment lens also reads the just cause framework as part of the underwriting. A long-tenured tenant in good standing is not a freely removable variable. Sam cannot underwrite the deal as if a turnover happens on his timeline. He has to underwrite it as if the tenancy persists for the duration of the cap uplift schedule, with the legal ceiling each year, and treat the eventual market reset as an option the buyer will get when the tenant decides on their own to leave. The pilot's version of this is fuel reserve. You do not plan a flight using exactly the fuel you need. You plan with a reserve. The investment underwrite of a Sacramento rental with a long-tenured below-market tenancy needs the equivalent uplift modeled to the cap plus a holding period reserve. Lens 3, the lending lens. Where this gets interesting on a buy-side deal is when the buyer is using business purpose bridge capital to close on the property and intends to hold through the legal cap uplift schedule. ARG and the River City Investments side write business purpose private lending, hard money, 12 to 24 months, secured by the property for operators moving on Sacramento deals where speed matters, not consumer mortgages, not residential refinances on owner-occupied homes. We do not quote rates on this show. The bridge is a tool used as a runway between two operator decisions, usually between the acquisition and either the conventional refinance or the natural turnover that allows the rent to reset. The bridge structure has to respect the rent cap stack. A buyer who closes on a Sacramento single family with a long-tenured below-market tenancy runs a 6-month bridge and assumes the rent jumps to market on day one of ownership is a buyer whose exit math is wrong. The bridge does not pause for the rent cap calendar. The capital cost is running every month while the operator is still inside the cap uplift schedule. So the lending side of the conversation on a covered Sacramento property has to pencil at the legal ceiling rent for the duration of the bridge, not at the seller's pro forma. The operator who matches the bridge term to the cap uplift schedule with a refinance or natural turnover exit at the back end has a deal. The operator who does not is paying for capital they cannot service from the rent the law actually allows. Three lenses, same stack. The PM lens runs the workflow. The investment lens runs the underwrite. The lending lens runs the capital match. An operator who thinks of the rent cap stack as a property management problem only is missing the way the stack lands on the buy side and the capital side. An operator who thinks of it as an underwriting problem only misses the procedural noticing requirements on the existing portfolio. An operator who thinks of it as a capital problem only misses the day-to-day tenant relationship work that keeps the property occupied through the cap uplift schedule. All three lenses on every covered property, every year. That is what an instrument scan looks like on a Sacramento rental in 2026. If your last rent increase was a guess instead of a calculation, that is a fixable problem. If you own a Sacramento rental and you have not audited the lease against AB 1482 and the local TPP since the rules were last touched, that is also a fixable problem. The runway sign on the page below this episode says Property, and that is where you click through to book a free 30-minute consultation. Bring the lease, bring the last 12 months of rent activity. We will run the cap, the local overlay, and the move you can actually make this year. And if you have ever wanted to fly an airplane, or you're in the middle of training right now, or you're just curious what it actually takes to become a pilot yourself, do not hesitate to reach out. The chart reading discipline is not that different. Both of them work because the operator wrote the rules down on the kneeboard before the airplane needed them. You've been listening to Runways and Rent Rolls, where altitude meets asset management, the flight plan for serious property operators. Until next week, fly the panel.